To start off this podcast, I am briefly going to go over my topic and what it's about. My topic for this podcast is Our Lady of Guadalupe in Guadalupe and the role of sound in spirituality. Our Lady of Guadalupe holds a significant place in the spiritual and cultural landscape of Guadalupe, a Caribbean archipelago where Catholic traditions intertwine with vibrant local Creole practices. This podcast will explore how sounds, particularly in the context of a complex and evolving visual representation, shape religious experience, community cohesion, and cultural identity in Guadalupe. By analyzing the source accounts of devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, focusing on auditory elements such as hymns, sermons, processions, and informal prayers, and applying the theoretical framework of Chillon's acousmatic sound and Barth's grain of voice, this analysis reveals how sound carries history, memory, resistance, and devotion across generations, constructing a powerful sense of the sacred that both reinforces and transcends the visual image. Some background and context. Guadalupe's religious landscape is a product of its complex and often history marked by French colonization, the brutal enslavement of Africans, and the later blending of cultures. Catholicism introduced by the French colonizers was not simply imposed upon the enslaved population, but rather interacted in complex ways with existing African spiritual traditions. This interaction gave rise to a unique and dynamic form of Creole Catholicism, characterized by syncretism and adaptation. The enslaved Africans, while forced to adopt the outward forms of Catholicism, often kept elements of their ancestral beliefs and practices, reinterpreting Catholic figures and rituals through an African lens. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe originated in Mexico and then arrived in Guadalupe within this context of cultural exchange and adaptation. Unlike in Mexico, where the image holds a fixed and dominant visual presence, in Guadalupe, its interpretation and visual representation became more fluid and localized. The image was not rejected, but its meaning was reconfigured alongside other sensory experiences, particularly the auditory. This negotiation allowed for a more dynamic form of worship, one that resonated with the lived experiences of the Guadalupean people. So to briefly go over the sources that I analyzed, the first source was a hymn, and the title of the hymn was Song to Our Lady of Guadalupe by Annie Carto. I simply just dissected the lyrics and kind of gave an explanation as to what the lyrics may mean in the context of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I will go over a couple like sentences or a couple lyrics that I translated. So, you are the fountain of my life, under your shadow and in your protection. I fear no evil, no pain, no worry. Immediately established Mary as a source of a fundamental security for the believer. This sense of reliance is particularly significant in a context shaped by the historical trauma of colonialism and slavery, where faith often served as a crucial anchor. Now I will go over the analysis, the sonic construction of devotion. Our Lady of Guadalupe holds a deep spiritual and cultural significance, particularly in Guadalupe, where her veneration reflects a blend of Catholic traditions and local Creole practices. The devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Guadalupe is a phenomenon rooted in the island's history of colonization, slavery, and cultural exchange. The arrival of Catholicism with European colonizers brought about a transformation of the religious landscape, but African and indigenous traditions persisted, which often blending and influencing the dominant faith. Janet Peterson's work provides crucial framework for understanding this. As Peterson mentions, the image of Guadalupe itself has been interpreted in multiple ways, functioning as a symbol of freedom for the oppressive native populations. This symbol is central to understanding how devotion functions in Guadalupe, where it navigates a delicate balance between colonial legacies and the assertion of cultural identity. The image, therefore, is not static but dynamic and capable of carrying different meanings for diverse groups at different times. The acousmatic nature of some religious sounds, as described by Chillon, are relevant here. Chillon's concept of acousmatic sound, sound heard without seeing its source, helps understand how the voice of a preacher, the sound of a bell, or the chanting of a hymn can create a sense of spiritual presence that transcends the physical image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. The sound becomes a powerful force carrying meaning and emotion that may not be immediately visible or easily controlled by dominant power structures. In Guadeloupe, where religious practices often occur in communal settings, the acousmatic voice can create a powerful sense of collective identity and shared experience. Peterson's analysis of the symbol as a cultural identity also connects to Roland Barthes' concept of the grain of voice. Barthes describes the grain as the materiality of the voice, its unique texture and quality which carries the speaker's body and history. In the context of Guadalupe devotion, the grain of the voices of worshippers, singers, and preachers become a vehicle for expressing cultural identity. The specific rhythms, melodies, and vocal styles associated with Guadalupian music and song carry the history and experiences of the community, expressing both faith and cultural heritage. Even in written texts like Peterson's, we can infer the importance of the spoken and sung words. When Peterson discusses the ways in which the image resonates with different groups, we can infer how those groups might sound when expressing their devotion. The image is a site of cultural negotiation, then the sound associated with it are also part of that negotiation. The unique vocal timbres and musical inflections become a form of embodied knowledge, transmitting cultural values and historical narratives across generations. Therefore, when analyzing Lasso de la Vega's account, such as the description of the Virgen's voice and the ringing of bells, it is crucial to consider his background as a Criollo priest deeply invested in the Catholic faith and knowledgeable about the local context, including the Nahuatl language. His account, while foundational, is shaped by his specific historical, social, and religious position. The descriptions of the Virgen's voice and the miraculous events are likely to have been conveyed orally and through song and popular devotion. The act of the narration itself carries a sonic dimension, as the story would have been told and retold, shaping its meaning and impact through the performative aspects of storytelling. The text also mentions the ringing of bells, a significant sonic element in Catholic tradition, which would have marked important moments in the Guadalupe story and its associated rituals. The inclusion of these sonic details, even in a written account, underscores the importance of sound in shaping the reception and transmission of the Guadalupe devotion. The emotional impact conveyed through the auditory elements in Lasso de la Vega's narrative, the wonder of the bird song, the comfort in the Virgen's tone, could have contributed to the emotional depth found in Guadalupian devotional music and communal singing, reinforcing the acousmatic experience of the sacred within the community. The interplay between the original sonic narrative and the involved auditory practices in Guadalupe demonstrates how a foundational story rich with sensory details can inspire and shape the spiritual lives of diverse communities across time and space. Now going back to Peterson, Peterson discusses how the image has been used in movements for social justice. This resistance is not only visual but also sonic. Songs of protest, prayers for liberation, and the very act of communal singing can be forms of resistance against oppression. The grain of voices united in a song can create a powerful sense of solidarity and collective identity, challenging dominant power structures and asserting the community's rights to self-determination. In Guadalupe, where the legacy of slavery and colonialism continues to shape social relations, these sonic expressions of resistance are particularly significant, representing a refusal to be silenced or erased. Celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe. Thomas M. Landy's account of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico underscores the profound religious, cultural, and national significance of this devotion, where her image permeates daily life and her feast day on December 12th is marked by massive pilgrimages and vibrant celebrations involving masses and dancing and celebration. This intense reverence in Mexico, where the Virgen is deeply intertwined with the roots of Mexico, provides a deep background for understanding the potential impact and adaptation of this devotion in other cultural contexts like Guadalupe. While the specific expressions might differ, the underlying themes of communal celebration, the embodiment of cultural identity, and the deep-seated faith associated with Our Lady of Guadalupe likely resonate in Guadalupian religious practices as well. Just as the annual feast on December 12th in Mexico is a powerful manifestation of cultural and religious unity, the veneration of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Guadeloupe potentially expressed through local musical traditions and communal gatherings could similarly serve as a focal point for Creole cultural identity and spiritual cohesion. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast, and thank you for listening.
Gentle.